It's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, it's jam.
And boom. What's up, what's up, what's up? Back again, man. Tell me a joke. Guideline of chasing the dream. How y'all doing? How the dreamers doing out there? Y'all still dreaming? Y'all smoke too much to where y'all not dreaming no more? What's been going on, man? I'm in this bitch. Okay? I'm in this bitch. Back to the regular schedule program. I'm back in this thing. It is morning. I have bathed, though. I have bathed because I work overnight. I would work the night shift now. That's how things are going. That's how things are going in this dreamer's world over here. That's how we moving along. Updates, if you haven't been listening, and thank y'all for listening. I do thank y'all for listening. I think I might switch these days up just because things have been switching up. Things have been changing. Like I've been working nighttime 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. All right, so when I get off, I'm dirty. I've been fucking huffing dust all day. I get home, I'll be tired. I don't be wanting to do shit like this, you know. But hey, I gotta get it out there somehow. Something's gotta shake, something's gotta happen. But I'm in my own shit. I'm in my drawers right now, which is nice because you get to do when you're in your own shit. It's comfy. You ain't gotta worry about nobody coming home. You ain't gotta worry about nobody doing no extra shit. I ain't gotta worry about hearing nobody mouth. I can sleep how I wanna. You know, it's just this is what I strive for. Even though comedy's not getting me here to where I needed to be, like comedy's not doing it because pandemic and nigga ain't been on stage since. But I work. That's what I do. I work hard. And I just had me some 2-day-old apple juice out of a carton. That you gotta pull the top open and you gotta pull the tabs on the top and you make the smiley face poke out, that shit, yeah, and it wasn't half bad. It was very refreshing because it was really cold because I have my own refrigerator. Okay, thank you. Yeah, this night shift is wild because I don't necessarily eat like I should. I don't eat good, so it ain't nothing but junk. I need to weigh myself because I'm getting chunky. I see myself getting chunky, but it's weighing down on the knees, and I need to take care of that. You gotta get healthy when you get older. Once you get older, the healthiness it needs to happen. And I don't know if y'all can hear that in the background, but I got central AC and heat, so that bit gonna kick on and off from time to time. So just to let y'all know, I'm living the life right now. Yeah, but that wasn't a brag laugh. That was just a laugh because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. The beginning of this shit, it was hard. It was hard. You can go back to the beginning, We on year 2 now. And it's just going to excel from here. So, get your notepads out. Take notes. I hope you've been taking notes. It doesn't matter if you take notes. This ain't no class or nothing like that. But this is a guideline, man. This is a guideline to that dream chase. And at this moment, it feels as if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But this right here is me doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But I'm not. It's just so much that I get swamped with. I'm still in the process. Hopefully by this time I'll have everything. I'm still in the process of, trying to do sponsors and shit like that. I need more listeners, I guess. I have so many ideas. I got ideas and I can't execute them fast enough before they leave my brain. They're still there, but they need to come out. They need to come out and I look out and I see how people doing things and then motherfuckers got a team, yo. I keep preaching this team shit and I don't do anything about it, but it's hard to find a friendship like that, because they basically, that's what you want. You want a team to be a friendship that you've already had, nothing that you want to have to build, because at this time it's hard to build shit. It's just like a relationship. You definitely don't want to start building that motherfucker now, bitch. I'm 35, bitch. I need to been had known you, like, to start a new friendship, nigga. I don't know how you, and I don't know your mannerisms. I don't know how you, I don't know what make you mad or not. So it's just like it take about a good 3 years before you actually get to know someone, and then after that, bitch, y'all all good. If motherfucker can last past them 3 years, That's the way to go. But it's just, I don't know. I just keep writing, keep doing my thing. Like I've been saying, then you just keep, yeah, your time will come. Everybody says, motherfuckers be saying it's luck. It seems like it's luck. It seems like how motherfuckers get chosen. It's a lot of luck. But, I mean, it's also a lot of hard work as well. I mean, but I also put in the hard work. You know, so where does that lead? But I've you see how it happens. Algorithms and shit. There's so many things that you don't want to have to worry about. You just want to be able to fucking perform or put on a good show or whatnot. Just, you know, give out art that people could appreciate. But how much do you give out, and what do you give out, and when do you give it out, and how should you give it out? That's always the questions to ask. What makes you, what platform makes you more comfortable? You know, what platform works best for you, I guess. And I don't necessarily think you need to use all the platforms. I mean, if one works, then that's fine, right? Or, you know, I've been preaching that I've been getting on this TikTok, but I'm not, I don't know. I don't, it's so iffy, so back and forth. I'm not really sure which way to take it. And I have it, but, you know, that's just another thing to learn now. That's another thing to pick up. That's another burden on me. So why do I want to put that burden on myself just because other motherfuckers are doing it? Because it is a good outlet. I mean, I can have another place for another outlet, or I can just do more stuff, which still seems pretty burdensome. But I think me being, putting my creativeness into doing more stuff, like different sketches and skits and things of the sort. I have ideas for stuff. I might as well just, you know, if I do speak it, I want it to happen. I'm still gonna make me this puppet. This is just probably gonna take me a lot longer than, you know, I had the pandemic to do it, but I didn't get started during the pandemic because the niggas started working and shit, and then money started coming in, and then this money here, this night money, nigga, this night shift, this overnight. Boys, nigga, this third shift, nigga, what? These fucking checks coming in healthy. Oh my god, these checks coming in with diabetes. This is like, wow, bitch, you is fat. You are a fat, healthy check, nigga. This check in a certain one of his trimesters of pregnancy, nigga. This check is glowing. You just ready to pop, ain't you? And he's gonna be coming weekly, close to it. What? A week. We getting it like that, and these days go by fast. You see, I'm still up now, nigga. I've been up for 12 hours. Okay. I've worked overnight for 12 hours. I can't really say like it's 24 hours, but no, I worked overnight for 12 hours. And this is usually the time that I'm up. I'm going to play the game after this. That's what I'm doing. I deserve that. I deserve that because I've accomplished something. Give me my treats. I mean, it's a slow start. You got to gradually build yourself back into doing what you normally do and getting to how you used to get. Make it a habit again. Once I wasn't comfortable. Now I'm becoming more comfortable being, you know, here now, so I can actually probably get back to work how things used to be. It was very scatterbrained before, but now it's just like, I think I got it. Also, lots of new people came in my life, okay? And I'm not about to stop enjoying life at all just because, you know, I feel as if I'm obligated to keep this up. Now, I'm going to keep this up, but I'm not about to stop living my life and enjoying it or making this bring me down because something didn't happen. No. I'm still in the ball game. This is what got me to the fucking... This is what got me to the mound. All right? So, like, I'm... There's no quitting. Yeah, there's. But understand that if a nigga don't hear from me, you just don't hear from me. I'm living life, and that's where most of my inspiration for my jokes come from. Anyway, is from living life, and I will enjoy the fuck out of my life while I can. And oh man, it has gotten really good. Texas has been good to a nigga. Let's just say that off bat. Texas has been real good. Things have gotten real good for a nigga. Like today, like motherfucker, I've been in here. Apparently, the rent. I tried to go pay my rent on time, but apparently the machines is down. The web, the server, or whatever, however they do their rent, is down. I only been here a month. And so I went in there and I went to go ask him. I was like, hey man, what's going on? I'm trying to pay my rent. You know, I got this money here. You know, you don't want to let it sit. You don't want to let it sit. I ain't say it's going to burn up, but you know, hey, you need this now. And they was like, no, our servers are down. And I was like, what that mean? And it was like, well, we can't really tell you how much you're supposed to be paying for your rent. So, you know, and you're not on this. So, you know, how long you been here? I was like, I mean, I've been here a month. And it was like, you're not even here 3 months. You're not even on our registers yet. And we can't even tell you shit. So, you know, you just come back in a few days. Oh, okay. We're not going to dock you. You know, you shouldn't dock me. I hope you don't dock me. I came here day one trying to get this shit done. What's up? All right. Yeah, no, it ain't working. All right. I'll be back, goddammit. And then we get paid Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Get out of here. It's so weird because then I'm off on Mondays and Tuesdays, which is a damn scary, weird schedule. Off on Mondays and Tuesdays, you just gonna rape my weekend, huh? That's what you're doing? You just take my weekends from me like that? And you just gonna take it from me? That's rude and disrespectful. I don't even get a kiss on the neck or nothing. Weekend just gone. All my purity just fucking taken. Hate that shit. But, you know, nigga, I've been bringing in the fetty, and I like the fuck out of it, and it got lots of eye candy there, lots of thick motherfuckers there. That is a joy to watch. I'm gonna be a man for a minute, and just wallow in the sights of the big old booties. I'm an ass man. I am. Titties, I don't mind titties, but it don't mind. I don't mind if you got them aerodynamic track titties. I don't care. If they small like little Skittles, I like Skittles. Taste the rainbow, baby. Come on. You know, I don't mind that at all. Nigga, I don't care if you got to substitute them titties for that ass. That's good. I'm an ass man. It just, I would like a nice real ass, not one of them fake ass. Big asses are nice, too. That go proportionate with a Doja Cat booty. Oh, my God. That booty's so thick and just soft, and she mixed or whatnot. Hey, when you got a mixed chick booty, when it's like mixed with white and black, and she got the assets of a black person's booty with the sloppiness of a white person booty, that's a strange look. Cause sometimes it's long and it's droppish, you know, like drop booty ish, and you know, but it's there as a booty. But it's like, why your booty so high? It seemed like they got extra meat to it. Like it's like a Mount Rushmore of asses. I don't know. Something like that. But I'm an ass man. I get more delirious the more I've been up. So it's crazy. I took mushrooms the other day and I watched, speaking of delirious, I watched Eddie Murphy's Raw and Eddie Murphy's Delirious. Just to, you know, study up, get some insight, go watch some film. Basically, that's kind of what that's like. And you see his, when you watch shit like that back to back, you do them 3 years apart, you notice that people back then at the age of 26 looked like they were 34. It's like, Jesus Christ, Eddie Murphy looked old at the age of 26. But back then, you realize how he did his set, and towards the end, he gives you a big banger, throwbacks and all that. It just, it's like, oh, okay. Remember, you know, structure. How to structure your shit. Motherfuckers on top of the world, okay? On top of the world. Were people that good at that time? He's 20-something, but he started at 16. So it's just like early age. That's how you mold them. That's how you mold them. If you got a child, man, if you want them to do something and excel at it, make them start early. As soon as they get out the womb, put nigga, fucking Dalai Lama they ass. Put something in front of them and think that they like, and whatever they gravitate towards, have them on it. Have them on it. Put a guitar in front of them. Put some drumsticks in front of them. Put some skates, some aggressive inline skates in front. See, just see which one he crawls to. And then boom, let him have it for the rest of his life. Just have him dedicated just to that, and plus more. Plus, well, not just that. It's good to be multifaceted, but you know, you gotta get in there. It's nice though, cause it's the place where I'm working, which is it's just fun in life right now. Like during this pandemic, I have lived the best. Like during the worst times in the world, I have done the best wealthy wise. And I couldn't do that my whole 35. There was times I was balling out of control and vacations every, you know, I've always been okay when it came to money, just because I have been an electrician for a very long time. Like, I've always been okay with getting it. I never had to really hustle. A Bronx Tales would tell you that, nigga. Work hard. You don't need to hustle, because you don't want to have people fear you just to give you respect. You want to have people like you to give you respect. And that's what I want. That's what I'm out here to do. So, you know, I work, man. I do mine legit. You know, I don't believe in karma, but I don't want that karma to come get me. So, you know, I play, I abide by the law. I play by the rules. I play by the rules and shit. It's always good, because, you know, karma's a motherfucker, apparently. And so is child support. All right? So be careful. Wrap it up or, nigga, pull out on time. These niggas out here, y'all fucking the game up. And especially when it comes to goddamn children. Man, see, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to start a whole new podcast called the Unicorn Kids Club. All right, now this might happen, this might not happen. I don't know. I've been fucking throwing a lot of ideas out of my ass lately, and just been holding it in my head and seeing where I can go with it all by myself. It's difficult. But the Unicorn Kids Club. You know, I have a little idea for a shirt and everything. Just, you know, the people that's over like 35 with no kids and shit. How we deal with certain situations, like, and then also have the people that's at a certain age that have more than one kid, you know, and how do we deal with certain situations? Like, how do you feel? How do I feel about having to deal with somebody else's children, like, or dating somebody with kids? Like, I've told y'all before, I don't know if y'all have heard about this, but I've mentioned this before to people that, like, some chicks don't give a fuck for you to see their kids at all. Like, nah, you come at nighttime, only when you come to drop the dick off. Like, don't. You know, I don't want you to see my kids. Like, I'm going to put them to bed first. Let me give them their bath. I'm going to feed them, give them their bath. And then you good, sir. You please come and drop the dick off. And that's what I used to do. I used to come and drop the dick off. Like I said this before, there was this one chick that I used to mess with. I ain't seen her kids until they got their own Instagram. Okay? And that's the first time I seen them. Nigga, they adulting on Instagram now? Yeah. Nigga, I've been messing with her for a long time. Nigga, I knew her kids when they was in diapers. Never seen them. Wild, ain't it? Yeah, but some people like that. Some people don't give a fuck. Some people immediately you their daddy. Immediately. It's like, hey, watch my kid. Hey, if this kid choke out this other kid and I don't do nothing about it, do I have to? I mean, is this my fault? Did I just witness a murder? You know what? I'm going to just leave. Yeah, this ain't my children. Do I have to care? How should I care? Like, these are questions to ask. Unicorns Kids Club, man. Unicorn Kids Club. There's just so many things I want to talk to other people. How's your pullout game? Why do motherfuckers want to stay in? Why do you keep in when you ain't going to take care of that kid? When you know you're not going to take care of that baby. What do you think all these other single niggas is out here feeling? Like, fuck, now I got to deal with this deadbeat-ass dad, degenerate child. Nigga, trying to make your son not a bastard just because, nigga, your ex-old lady, your baby mama got a big old booty. It's like, what the fuck are we doing here? God damn. And I've been in a fucking lover's debacle between, there's so much shit happened going down to where somebody knows somebody, and a person that I fuck with, they got pregnant for another person, and yeah, now that baby calls me by their first name, and it's O-S-C-A-R. All right, that was stupid. But yeah, oh nigga, it's wild. It's wild. Yeah. Man, if to break that down some other time. Nah. That's too ripe. That's too fresh right now. That needs to be told some other time. I definitely can't go into that because oh boy. That'll fuck y'all minds up how deep that goes down the rabbit hole of just like, what the fuck were y'all doing? Having fun in life. I enjoy my life, goddammit. That's what you should do. You gotta live life to have these experiences come up, to have these occurrences be talked about. I'm a storyteller, connoisseur. I have shock value and I have passion when it comes to telling my jokes. You know? It ain't just set up punch. Nah. Bitch, we about to go on a ride. You coming with me. And that's why I missed the stage, and I don't want it to be a year before I get back on the stage, but I know it might be. It might be that, but I need to be more diligent. But nigga, I'm gonna probably be doing this night shift for like at least a good three. No, they say about 5 months, so at least a good 4 more months, nigga. I don't even think we've been a month here yet. Chuh. You think I'm not gonna get it? You think I'm not gonna get it? You gotta understand how much I make a week, okay? Like comedy can wait. Comedy definitely can wait. It ain't making me this money. Like, I'm still writing, but you gotta understand, even though it feels so bad that I can't get on stage, it feels so good that I ain't gotta worry about bullshit else but the stage when it comes time. You feel me? You get what I'm saying? Like I can wait. Like, comedy always gonna be there. This money, though, this opportunity to make this money to where I'm comfortable, to where I don't have to be a starving artist, to where I can get what I want because I ain't got kids and I ain't got to worry about shit else. Yeah, nah, I'm going to get this money. Bitch, you going to see me out here, though. Nigga, I'm biding my time. Bitch, nigga, deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin, and I'm just wading in the water like a killer whale. I don't know where that was going or how that ties into anything. But, hey, you feel me, right? Words is words. Yeah, it's been nice. Just being in my own sanctity, being able to do my own podcast and not have to worry about if my parents gonna hear me or anything like that. And my brother just got out here. My brother just got out here to Dallas. To Houston. We work together now. We work together. Back together again. Boom. Fucking Bonnie and Clyde. That's not it. Fucking Ralph and Michelangelo. Turtles. I've always pictured us like that. Blood and Crypt. He be the Blood. I be the Crypt. Because he like red. I like blue. Yeah. The Mario Brothers. Back together again. He's Mario. I'm Luigi. No, I'm Mario. He's Luigi. Or he's just Big Mario. I'm Little Mario. You get it. And, yeah, that's been fun. God, it feels good to be able to know that my brother's taken care of, kind of, sort of, that he's like I was able to get him as soon as he got down here, bow, working back again. Like, nigga, we don't sit down for too long, nigga. Once it's right back, nigga, I've this whole little cycle, nigga, was down, boom, right back at it, nigga, less than a year, I'm right back on my feet. Because I don't play when it comes to living and making this money. Nigga, I'm an adult and we gotta do adult things. I'm in my own shit now. Nigga, when I first started this, bitch, I was fucking leaving, being miserable in L.A. Leaving L.A. Had to come all the way down here. Stayed with my parents for 10 months. Boom, out this bitch in my own shit. Next, looking for a house. Where you at, nigga? How you living your life? Chase that dream. Nigga, it's gonna be there. The dream is always gonna be there. If your dream is art, it's always gonna be there. Rapping, rhyming, nigga, making things, it's always gonna be there. Get into your crafts, do what you do. open up that business. Everybody's becoming fucking their own business people now. Get you an LLC. Look into this shit. Read up on things. I need to start reading more. I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks though. I've been getting my audiobooking in. I like science fiction. Scott Sigler. I just finished The Rookie. That was a good book. Oh man. Intergalactic Space Football. Yeah, Intergalactic Space Football. And I realized that once I get read to, and once people, like, I get these things. Quentin, he was a human, but he was like fucking 7'3" and 353 pounds, and he was the quarterback or something like that. Yeah, fighting Sklarno and fucking and all these other aliens and shit. Not fighting him, but you know, having to play intergalactic football. And some of them run on four legs. Some of them are. Have a thorax and pedipelts and shit, and yeah, have top speeds. Motherfuckers die in the game often. Niggas get limbs and shit ripped off. Very good. Took me to a realm that I like getting sent to different realms while I'm listening to a story being read. Most of the time I don't want the information. I want the fantasy. Like, this is what somebody made up in their mind. Like, this is, like, you gotta be fucking strange just to make something up like that. Of course, this is where movies come from. And I would love to see the Rookie movie, Intergalactic Space Football. Come on. I think it's like the year 2354 or something like that. And the last, spoilers, if you haven't read it, the last match, because he makes it all the way to the end. He's trying to make tier one football. And the last match that he faces, it's a Texas. the Texas Humans. Or something like that. Football team that he has to face. It's crazy. Every other team was like space and football. He had to learn all these everybody's attributes and shit. And it's really good. Really good book. It's very crazy that I'm talking about a book like this. Because, you know, as I preach to people that I do not read. But if I get read to, my comprehension is out of this world. I can remember a lot more than if I were to had read it myself, like with LeVar Burton reading to me. I told you about the story, the few stories that I've heard from him. It's amazing. I fucking love it. I enjoy the shit out of just, oh man. There was another book that I was reading. I think it was about a grizzly attack. I forget the name of it. It doesn't matter. I don't need to look it up. But yeah, that one was fun too. Just I mainly liked that one just because of the description of how gruesome the bear attack was, and how you would describe something to be as gruesome as it was, or well, as scary. Just to feel the fear. As he was reading it, and how he described the events that happened. I'm not even sure if this is a true story or not, but anyway, it just, you know, just to make that up as well, it just, it's so much into detail that the LeVar Burton reads, the Maniacal Menace reads .. stories, thing I was going to try to do. I have to hold off and like really rethink that a bit more, just because I'm not writing stories like that. I'm writing little bitty excerpts, little bitty monologues that just, like, you know, I try to make it into a story, but it's not going to be long or anything like that. It's going to be as detailed as I can put it, but not be so in depth to where it's extremely long. So that's the plan with that. I got this twin thing that I have in my head that I'm going to start working on pretty soon, because I have the space and I have the quietness to do it. And I think that's what I want. I don't have a name for it or anything like that. I was thinking about the Brothers Detective Agency, so I can be like, Brothers Detective Agency, some shit like that. I I don't have to have them as Brothers Detective. And I was just thinking it kind of like a sister thing, to where it's just one twin got out of jail. I just found out that I had another twin. I think the one twin got out of jail or like got out of a foster home or some shit like that. And you know, go from there. Something short, like 1 minute little clips or something like that, or a little longer. I'm not really sure how to publicize it or promote it. It's just, there's just so many other things that's in my head that I need to be able to narrow down that I can do on my own. And then actually, I just got to get into doing it and then edit it and see how it goes from there. See what it looks like. Yeah, these would be the perfect times, usually these mornings or Mondays and Tuesdays when I'm off. So I need to just get to writing it. I have some stuff written down, but it keeps changing the more and more I do these 12 hours. The more and more I have to think about what I'm trying to do and what seems more feasible for me to do. And that's why I'm in this process. It's good. It's like a thinking, like, you know, I get into a zen state while I'm out there, you know, working on fucking lights for 12 hours. Just same thing, repetition, just up, down, fucking change out, switch out, cut this, cut that, snip, 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 snip. What the fuck, you know? And so it's just work, Shinada. Work your body right, and I'm not complaining. I love it. It's fun. I got my partners out there, all my friends. One friend helped another friend that helped another friend, and now we all out there doing it, getting it in. And that's how it is. That's networking. Now I just need that to happen for comedy, when comedy fucking pops off for me, and you know, I'm just waiting. It just feels weird to be out in Texas doing it, just because it's not the same. It's not what I had back at home in New Orleans. But New Orleans is going through their shit. So it's just like, get it where you can get it and do what you can do. I'm really going to start filming a whole bunch of more shit. I probably need to Amazon and see. I have a little camcorder, a little digital camera that I could probably try to start. I see if I can get that prepared or get it fixed or whatnot, and start recording video for my sweater gods. Yeah, my sweater god. I just opened a whole new field of whatever I just saw on my little sweater gods app. Well, I call it sweater god. I call it that, but it's a fun facts app. Just gives me fun facts to where I could just tell y'all about the sweater gods. And yeah, I came prepared today. I have some sweater gods. I'm definitely gonna probably make something to put up, just so you know, sweater god, some shit like that. I don't know. My brother gave me a good idea for t-shirts as well. I'm definitely gonna do that. There's so much I gotta do that's in my head that I need to get together. Monetize, man. Just start picking shit off one at a time. One at a time, and you'll feel better about it. This is my start right here. This is the start of how you do things. If you ever get overworked with too much, start with the little shit. Start with little shit and work your way up. Once the little shit gets cleared, start working on the bigger shit. And once the bigger shit gets cleared, and then you see the stack from the bigger shit starting to lower and be starting to become the little shit. Yeah, just like climbing the hill on that treadmill. When you put the treadmill on fucking adventure, and you run the hills on a treadmill, and you just wait. You watch the bars go down. Yeah, that's I trick my brain like that. So it's. It's all about how you feel. It's all about how you feel, how you're going to go through things, what makes you feel comfortable. You got to be comfortable as you want to do shit, because you'll end up with shitty work. And I definitely don't want to be shitty work. You know, I'm an electrician. I definitely want to be at work comfortable. You don't want to be at work uncomfortable rushing and shit, because that's how you get shocked. You definitely don't want to get shocked. So why not be in the right mindset, in the right and the right energy to put out good work, instead of being like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that, because these people are doing this, these people are doing that. There's so much time in the world. You have time. Like, bide your time. Like, work on yourself. Work on you. You don't need to be doing what everybody else is doing. Fuck that bandwagon. Their bandwagon got rotty wheels. It's gonna fuck up at some point in time. Not everybody can fit on that bandwagon. Understand that. Not everybody's going to be able to get on there. Alright? So, make your own. Make your own bandwagon. Have people hop on your shit. And then once that shit get full, make another one. You know? So, yeah, there's ideas in my head that I really... If I had people, I wish I could just trust to you know, tell these ideas to, and just, I do. I got friends that I could, but I don't know where it's gonna go from there, because all my friends, they're doing other things to where it's like, I got this idea, and they execute it themselves. But you need that third party person that comes from the outside in. Like Jupiter and Janie. Anyway, like when I did, and Travis, all them, that when I did the Moments with the Menace, the first time, the original Moments with the Menace, when I did fucking, when I talked about McDonald's, Burger King, and fucking Wendy's food meals, nigga, that there, that was when you have a crew behind you. That it's not just me. That's what I need. I need that, and I wish I could have that down here. They were cool as shit. It just, but to me, to be the center of attention, not necessarily, but you know, just to be like, oh, this is what I need done. Can I have y'all to help me do this? And I don't have that here. And I never did ask for that out there when I should have. But it was just difficult for me to get places. But if I had that here, that'd be amazing. Like what Byron's doing with his show. Like, he's got motherfuckers helping him with Jorge and the other guys. I don't know the other guys. But you know, that shit's amazing. That shit, I'm fucking loving what he's doing, that shit there. That's so Byron. You know, so I really need to get these poems out. Nigga, these poems in my head, they be stagnant for too long, but nigga, it's my art. So when my art comes out, my art's gonna come out, and you know, people enjoy what they enjoy. But I just need to know how I should do it, what I should do it with. I don't want it to look mediocre. I don't want it to be mediocre at all. That's why I really wanted to get into it. I really want, when it comes to these poems, not to be just something regular, not to be just standing. So I want to have meaning behind, you know, I want to have props and just look what's going on, just imagery and shit, kind of like Childish Gambino, the This Is America video, just in the background, how you see all that I can't do that. I don't have the production capabilities right now, especially when it's just me. So I need to find a good place to go to. makes it really difficult. Columbo. Rest in peace, MF Doom. I really got into him a little more to realize who he was. I love it, and that's what makes me write Mobb in here. And I can't wait for whatever Dwayne, DaBaby, and Lil Wayne are doing. I can't wait for whatever they're doing to come out. Before we get to these sweater gods real quick, movies that you should probably check out A Bronx Tale. If you never see The Bronx Tale, it's a really good movie. Italians and black people and segregation, fucking mob ties and shit like that. Pretty good movie. Tenet, if you haven't seen Tenet, check that out. Shows, if you want to watch shows, Adult Swim's got their little app. You can watch my pretty face is going to hell. I've been back into China, Illinois. Oh, you should get on that China, Illinois. Goody Mob has a new album out. Also check out the new Toby Ngwigwe. He's got some new music out. Was that it? Is that it for shit to check out? I'm gonna go after this. I'm gonna go play some Last of Us. I really need to get more. I need to get further into it. I don't know. I might have taken up my time doing this. I really probably need to go to sleep right after this. My mushroom chip, as I watched Delirious and Raw. A lot of that shit, because of now, it made you cringe. Just because you can't really say it now. Like, his first special, he opened up with fags. And nowadays, fag sounds like nigga coming out of a white person's mouth. It's really difficult. It's really difficult to get past. It's like, ooh, I cringe a little bit. My asshole puckers just slightly when I hear the word fag. And I mean, but I do still say it, kind of, sort of. But not really, you know. So it is crazy. And then he doubled down in the second one after that, but just to explain some shit. But it was good. You seen his progression. You seen him. You seen the growth. And you also seen the old ass 26-year-old. But I digress. I don't know. It was still a good. It was good. It was good to watch. Get some pointers. I am definitely waiting for. It'd be nice for another Cat Williams or another Dion Cole album to come out. Upload, if y'all haven't checked out Upload, hopefully the season 2 comes out pretty soon. That's a good show. Bottom of my feet are itching. I wonder if you probably can't hear it. But I'm gonna probably change things up a little bit. Especially if I get, you know, sponsors and commercials and stuff. I'll probably start describing the shit in the beginning, kind of like what most people do. Or talk about what's happening since these are post-dated. I can definitely do that. Next one I'm probably be putting up after this, because this one's going to be so late. Y'all probably didn't heard it already, but it'll be the Young Funny, which was, in my mind, pretty controversial. There's just so much stuff I gotta take out of that. But what y'all are here will be the final product. But yeah, real crazy. All right, let me. Yep. Do a little drugs. But let's get into these sweater gods, okay? Sweater god, my nigga. Sweater god. God of the sweaters. You sweater? Sweater god, my nigga. Son, I swear to God, my nigga. These are good. I wrote into something new. Swear to God, my nigga, a study from Harvard University finds that having no friends can be just as deadly as smoking. Both affect levels of blood clotting protein. Ain't that something? That's like ferrets. Like, you need, if you got one ferret, remember when I was talking about gerbils? If you got one gerbil in Germany or the UK or something like that, if you had one gerbil, you had to buy another one because it's against the law to only buy one. You got to buy another one, just like ferrets. You gotta have two, because if you just have one, that motherfucker going to get lonely. He going to get lonely and going to die. He going to die lonesome. He going to die of boredom. You got to buy another one. So, you know, having no friends, just as deadly as smoking. And smoking's pretty deadly. It causes cancer and shit. Like, this causes blood clotting proteins. And that's not the one I wanted to read y'all. What I really wanted to read y'all, but swear to God though, that's the true thing. Harvard University says so. They studied it at Harvard University. But swear to God though, my nigga, swear to God. I like this. Because I didn't know this at all. But swear to God, my nigga. Adult cats only meow at humans. Not other cats. Ain't that wild? Swear to God, my nigga. Like, kittens meow to their mother. But once they get a little older, cats no longer meow to other cats. Swear to God, son. So the only time you hear a cat meow is because it's meowing at a human. It's meowing at a person. You know, cats don't meow to other cats. Now, how true is that? I'm not sure. But swear to God, that's what it say right here. Swear to God, my nigga. Like, why would they put that there if that's not a true fact? Swear to God, son. Swear to God. Cats only meow at other humans, not other cats. What the fuck? So how do they react? How do they interact with each other? They just purrs and fucking rubs and licks and shit and spraying the mist out their asshole? Swear to God. Swear to God, my nigga. That was another good one. Ooh, the Roman-Persian War was, swear to God, all right, swear to God. The Roman-Persian War, the Roman-Persian Wars are the longest in history, lasting over 680 years. They began in 54 BC and ended in 628 AD. 680 years? Now, you fighting somebody for 680 years? And that's generations and generations that's been fighting. It's wild. That's wild. That's too wild for me. Y'all need to stop fighting. Just calm down. Calm the fuck down. Now, I had this to go with. I made a Christmas poem. I could probably put that here. I had a Christmas poem that I did for Christmas, and I don't know how far are we, 47 minutes in, I could probably put it on here, and I might just do it for next year, because the holidays is over now, and it's kind of like just strictly for, it's not strictly for Christmas, I could do whatever I want with it, because I think it's art, but, you know, it makes you think, it makes me think about it, I don't know. I might just save it for next year. But I do think I want to put it on after this because this bothers me right here. Swear to God, son. Santa Claus was issued a pilot's license from the U.S. government in 1927. Swear to God, my nigga. Santa Claus. They also gave him airway maps and promised to keep the runways lit, the runway lights on. Swear to God, son. This fictional man that we lying to the world about, y'all gave him... Y'all issued him a license, a pilot's license. Really? Who you gave it to? What license? What does it say on the license? First name Santa, last name Claus? Is that what it is? What's his middle name? Kris Kringle? I thought it was Kris Kringle. I don't know. I'm fucking at all. But still, when are we going to stop lying to these children like this? What happens to the poor people in the ghetto that can't have a Christmas because they don't have enough money? But still, you telling them about Santa Claus can give them whatever they want. Now, their parents got lied to them and say Santa can only bring so many toys. What are you doing? What do you think happens to those folks in the ghettos? In the slums? in the slums of the poverty shitties. This is wild. It's wild. So, this is what I wanted to tell everybody. Swear to God, though. Swear to God, Santa Claus. I think I'll do this, and then I'll do that poem for everybody. That's what I do. But I wanted everybody to know this, because this is important. Swear to God, my nigga. Okay, swear to God. Berries are simple fruits stemming from one flower. Okay, understand that. A berry is a simple fruit stemming from one flower. So that means, swear to God, my nigga, okay? That means, swear to God, that pineapples, bananas, watermelons, pumpkins, and avocados are berries. Oh, man, I ain't know that. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. You know, I had no idea. Nigga, it's a berry. It's a big-ass berry. Huh. Well, it's 3 centuries later. Okay. Okay. All right. I think that's it. There's a lot of stuff on here that I just kind of want to rattle off, but nope. We'll save it for later or some other time. Now we can get into some poems, or just a poem. One poem that I'm going to tell you about today. Yeah. I guess I'll name this poem before we leave out. Oh, that was Swear to God, everybody. Thank y'all for listening to Swear to God. Tis the Season. I guess I'll call this one Tis the Season. Alright. This is my poem, and this is Tis the Season. Thank you. If 'tis the season to be jolly, my eggnog spiked with molly, and them berries of the boughs are highly poisonous. My presence is too boisterous, presents from peasants, 'cause Santa don't bring Christmas to the ghetto slums of the Crescent. On my wish list is just to be fly like pheasant. So I jack frost, now my ice drip when I'm reppin'. I pull that heater on that snowman, now that's ice drip when you steppin'. Fresh out the workshop, smellin' pleasant. Santa's little helper get high like reindeer. Amanita muscaria is why I came here. The story of hysteria to help explain to the peers. A festive fungus to help tame the fear. We jingle these bells for the shamans and call them Kringle. Properly popping psychedelic mushrooms like they Pringles. Red and white tops represent presents under the tinsel. Conifers in the corner so captivating and simple. Baby Jesus in the manger on the mental. But you endangered from the anger if you think that the Messiah is a Gemini. Jupiter and Venus led scientists to identify. Oh, come all ye faithful, when Thanksgiving is about genocide. The government's like festive parents. They've been a lie. Santa is not real. Home for the holidays, chestnuts roasting on the open fire. Be careful in them streets, the system is weak, police still open fire. A Christmas poem to expose the lies and keep hope alive. Let's cycle the psychedelics to subside the suicide. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, for Rudolph, the cruel ride. It's all love around these times, it's never a silent night. Lip locks under the mistletoe got the environment right. Sleigh rides to the vibrant sight. Only the Grinch be soulless on the soulless, that's hopeless. I can tell you it's drugs that wrote this. Joy to the world and Merry Christmas. Popeless? I don't know. POTUS? Whatever. But yeah, man. Tis the season. So, thanks y'all for being here. Thank y'all for listening. People all over. UK, fucking other places, Canada, Brazil, Australia. Thank y'all for listening. However, whatever, you know, I'm here. Check me out, maniacalminutes.com, maniacalminutes on Instagram. Like, subscribe, share, comment. This is what gets me to the dance, man. Rate me on do they have ratings? I'm not on iTunes, am I? I'm not an iTunes guy. But yeah, man. This has been Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. I have been your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say it like the whole thing, like a pimp named Slickback. Hey. Till next time.